The Whitechapel Trouser Snatcher, a radio play by Mark Piero and Ian Coutts. Hot English is proud to present The Whitechapel Trouser Snatcher, a six-part Victorian murder mystery. Episode 3. The last episode of The Whitechapel Trouser Snatcher, we heard our heroes Inspector Nottingham Forest and his trusted sidekick Hamilton the Academical interview a gutter snipe and then kick him senseless. The clues provided by the gutter snipe were very helpful, so they beat him up some more. This episode, our heroes pay a visit to Dr. Omid Lothian, the Metropolitan Police's forensic pathologist and consultant womanizer, to see if he can shed any light on this horrific crime. Scene 6. Down at the mortuary, Inspector Forrest and Sergeant Hamilton speak to the Metropolitan Police's pathologist, Dr. Hart Omid Lothian.
Ah, Dr. Omid Lothian, good to see you again.
Please don't put your hands there.
Oh, I do beg your pardon.
Now, Inspector Forrest, do come through. Ah, this must be your very lovely wife. I am charmed to meet you, Frau Forrest. You look every bit as beautiful as the chaps say you are.
Doctor of Midlothian, this is Hamilton the Academical, not my wife.
Ah, what a charming Fraulein Hamilton you are. Oh dear, please stop kissing my hand. Don't you like it when I kiss your hand, you naughty, naughty Liebchen?
Doctor Midlothian, Hamilton is a man.
Oh, my goodness. I did not realize. Oh, do I have a moustache?
What have you found out, Doctor?
I regret to tell you that your flatulence is of a horrific and incurable nature.
Not me, I mean the deceased.
Ah, yes, sorry, Inspector. My post-mortem shows that the victim died of heart failure brought about by what I believe to be a massive shock.
Would the shock of having one's breeches torn off in a public place be enough to trigger that kind of heart failure?
Well, that does depend on the individual disposition. But, in my opinion, if you take into account the social elevation of this man, I would say that your assumption is most correct. You know the expression, the higher they are, the further they fall.
Oh, I've never heard that expression.
Now, come with me, gentlemen. I want to show you something interesting. Now, do you see this?
This is very interesting, Dr. Omid Lothian. But could you pull your trousers back up and concentrate on the victim?
Oh, dear.
Oh, yes, the deceased. Well, so sorry. Right, then. Now, look here on the victim's blazer. It appears to be a black mark in the shape of a footprint just here.
Ah, you can get that out using Queen Vic washing remedy. Very economical, you know. The wife swears by it.
Hamilton, shut up.
Oh, dear.
I would hazard a guess that this black mark is pitch.
Good work, Dr. Omid Lothian. That ties in with what the gutter snipe said. Is there anything else?
Yes. Could you stop your hound passing water on my trousers?
Just why does a Scottish pathologist and consultant womanizer speak with a German accent? Can Ranger stop befriending men's trousers? And just when will some decent lines come my way to read out in my best Shakespearean? Tune in to next month's edition of Hot English Magazine to find out the answers to these questions and not much else in The Whitechapel Trouser Snatcher.